Hello, this is Harmony, host of the Awaken Therapist podcast, and welcome to the first episode of season four. This episode is a live demo session with a volunteer who experiences chronic pain alongside a familiar pattern of catastrophizing. He constantly thinks about the pain, braces against it, and tenses in anticipation of it, which ultimately amplifies his suffering. Rather than trying to analyze or change the pain, the session begins with attuned co-regulation, which has a quality of a relational meditation. I invite the volunteer into his present moment experience to support inner ground, increase awareness, and return to embodied listening. As the nervous system is met with space and compassionate witness, its innate capacity for self-regulation begins to emerge. Later in the session, we work experientially with the catastrophizing voice using an empty chair dialogue, allowing it to be contacted and listened to rather than resisted. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's begin.
A lot of my attention is like wrapped up in kind of my body and, little bits of kind of pain and anxiety about pain and stuff like that that I've been experiencing for a few months. And things seem to be trending upward, which I'm really happy about. I'm still very much like tuned into this kind of cycle where I can get into where my body gets injured or is acting in a way that I can't really track very easily. And then I get scared. And then when I get scared, my body tenses up and probably does not heal as quickly. And then I get scared. You know what I mean? I've been working with that cycle for a couple of months now. And I've been finding more and more ease physically and mentally as time has been going on, which I'm stoked about.
Yeah. And what do you
Yeah.
notice in your body just as you share this with me?
My heart's coming alive a little bit. Feels little open, a little bit of kind of like light or flashing, or you know what I mean? Just a little bit of awakeness.
Yeah, some awakening in your heart. I see your body sort of moving back and forth.
Yeah, which, is not the rigid, guarded way of being that sometimes I can get into.
Yeah, so there's this cycle where you get injured or you feel pain in your body, and then you feel anxious about your body,
Yeah.
and then your body tenses. And right now you're in a place where you feel better, it sounds like.
I've still got, I've got something going on in my hip. I don't know what it is. I've been like trying to work it out. It feels kind of yucky. I oscillate a lot, between, oh, there's probably just some little soft tissue injury that you just need to rehab for a little bit, or, you have a torn labrum and it'll never get better, or there's some sort of congenital deformity. You know what I mean? It's a lot of back and forth between those places of, it's going to be fine. It's going to get better. And it's not going to be fine. It's going to get worse forever.
Yeah, so you see how your mind goes to like the worst case scenario. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, the worst is going to happen here. And your body seemed to tense a little bit as you said that. What do you notice about yourself?
I noticed that too. When you first asked me to tune in, I had become aware of my heart and I'd not become aware of like all of my movement. So that was a really interesting thing to have you point out. And I did notice that as I was talking about that, I did close up a bit.
Yeah, if it's okay with you, I just want to invite you to just close your eyes and just notice the movement of your body, the way your body's holding this. Just honoring the wisdom of your body. What do you notice when you turn towards yourself?
Kind of like a lot of desire or expectancy. Like, I was, I kind of turned inward and I was like, okay, I'd like to see myself moving after having reflected to me that, when my heart is open, I'm moving a bit and kind of noticing a bit more of like holding around the part of my hip where I've been having trouble that I noticed when I was invited to go inward and hadn't been noticing as much before.
Just a few breaths of validation for the holding. It makes sense to me that you're sort of bracing against that pain. Just honoring. that movement in your body also, with some tenderness and compassion. And what do you notice now?
You know, I was having thoughts really, and I was like kind of becoming aware of like wanting it to be better and like wanting it to be better now.
Like an urgency.
Yeah. A little bit of that. And kind of trying to have, based on your invitation, like compassion for that place. I mean, you know, it makes sense to want that. Maybe it doesn't make sense to expect that, but even if it's irrational, just kind of trying to feel okay about the fact that I want that, because of course I would want that. I want it to feel better.
Yeah, of course you want that. I just want to invite you to keep making space for that desire. It's such a, valid desire. You want to feel better, and you want to feel better now. You seem to stand up a little bit straighter. What do you notice about yourself right now?
In that moment, I was noticing just kind of like softness and openness in my heart area that I didn't have to struggle for.
Beautiful.
And I kind of got it for free.
Yeah, it's like already there. It's just right there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just staying there with your heart. I'm just noticing that. It's right there without struggle. It's with some ease. What do you notice about your breath?
Mostly noticing it here, kind of above the diaphragm.
Yeah, so without trying to change it or interpret it, just notice where your breath naturally wants to move and just, beautiful. Surrendering the exhale there. I just want to reflect what I'm learning so far, if that's okay with you. Yeah, so when your body hurts or there's an injury, there's like an urgency wanting to feel better now. And then you kind of like reason that it might be something simple, but then your mind kind of takes over and sees that it might be something terrible. What do you notice when I reflect that?
Sounds true.
Yeah. Just keep bringing awareness to that pattern, to seeing that movement, that familiar movement of your mind and your body. And then you're not saying this, but I keep getting the sense of like fastness. I use the word urgency. Does that feel true to you? Like you move kind of quick?
I think that my mind does. I think there might sometimes I perceive a bit of a discrepancy between the like this the degree to which my mind is really facile and the degree to which my body can keep up.
I see. What do you notice when you say that?
Kind of like almost like my heart started floating up. Like it was like rising up out of my chest a little bit, or like, you know, when you're on a roller coaster a little bit, not in an unpleasant way.
Yeah. Just seeing this incongruence between your mind and your body. Your mind moves fast. Your body can't quite keep up.
And I definitely, I mean, that's a story that I have, and I don't know the extent to which it's true.
Just making room for what's here right now. Just bringing in more awareness to your mind and to your body. What do you notice in your jaw?
Seems like I'm getting more sensation kind of in the skull above my mandible than like actually in my jaw. I mean, it doesn't feel open and loose, but I also don't like notice like overt gripping or holding. But not a lot of life.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Just noticing that, just bringing in more awareness. Just seeing if there's anything you need from yourself right now, this moment. What do you notice now?
A lot of like cognitive stuff. I've been seeing a structural integration practitioner, kind of getting body work, and she's been drawing my attention to that modality's kind of like assertion that there are like a bunch of kind of diaphragms in the body that offer like kind of upward levity, of which the jaw, the palate is one. And like I know that the palate, I've been told, is connected in like important ways to the pelvic floor, which is like where a lot of my discomfort has been in the last few months. So my brain really wants to be doing some analysis around your reflection about my jaw.
Yeah. I'm just noticing that, just seeing that connection. Seeing your mind, figuring it out.
Saying that out loud relaxed me in some way.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Just keep opening to yourself there. What just happened?
No, this whole, I mean, something about the mind-body connection just seemed funny to me. I don't know. It's
Yeah, just let yourself find the humor. You can laugh if
like,
you
I can't believe that things are the way that they are.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh man, it's weird here.
That makes sense to me. Yeah, I just noticed that too. It's weird here for sure. Nice. And what do you notice now?
Getting warm. My
Just
feet
feeling
are warm.
just keep making room for that to move as you come deeper into your body. Just keep listening to your body. And what do you notice in your belly?
It'll move if I ask it to, but kind of like when I was checking in with the breath. Now it's happening a little bit more of its own accord when I breathe, now that I brought attention to it, but it was kind of a not as warm as the other parts of my body
Yeah.
without conscious attention on it.
Just honoring your belly without forcing breath there, just bringing some awareness. And now we're closer to your hip. What do you notice now?
Not a lot from the hip. Kind of enjoying the sensations I'm getting from my feet and my calves, and especially my left calf. This whole last couple of months, there have been, kind of like nerve symptoms and stuff like that, and just this feeling of like the left leg not having as much life as the right, which is something that I've noticed for a lot of years now. I'm
Yeah.
enjoying the symmetry a little bit.
Beautiful. Just feeling the life in your legs and your feet. Balanced. What do you notice now?
There's starting to be a little bit more connection between like my legs and my upper body, and the stuff that connects them, my belly, the area around my tailbone, are a little bit more, a little bit less vibrant. The I definitely noticed my attention go to my tailbone a little bit, which was kind of where this last big round of body weirdness started, and felt my heart tense up a little bit.
Just keep making room for your heart and your tailbone, just like that memory of where this all started last time. Yeah. Seeing if there's anything your tailbone needs from you right now. Nice. Yeah, what do you notice now?
It definitely a thought that I had was like I, was interested in what it needed from me, and I was kind of too distracted. I don't know what answer I got. I was too distracted by like what I needed from it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Kind of.
Like another mind-body connection piece. Like,
Yeah, yeah. Because it seems to be kind of like moving itself. I'm swaying and it's kind of like moving itself forward. Throughout this whole thing, there's been like a lot of, gripping down in the pelvic floor that's bringing the tailbone forward. And like there have been days where I'll be standing and, it's just yanked forward, and just it creates this like tail between the legs feeling, like
Yeah.
literally and not literally.
I understand. Yeah, it makes sense.
And it seems to want to be kind of doing this forward motion. And there was definitely a part of me that was like, no, not that.
Yeah, tail between the legs. Yeah. What do you notice when you say that?
It just makes me think about fear. Think about it more than feel it. I mean, it is something that I've been feeling and thinking about a tremendous amount in the last couple of months. Oh.
What do you notice now?
My tailbone's swaying and my heart is relaxing a little bit while I'm letting it do so.
You seem more seated in yourself right now. What do you notice about yourself?
Seem a little more seated in myself too, yeah. Felt myself get a little bit taller too. Kind of like lengthen the spine in both directions.
And what do you notice in your arms?
I just noticed them before you said that. Like my chest got open enough that stuff could move through my shoulders into them a little bit.
I'm softening into your body there. What do you notice now?
Just kind of feel, I'm bouncing up on my heels a little bit. Feels good to move, feels safe to move.
Safe to move.
There's been a tremendous amount of attention and care on like every step and every movement of my left leg for the last couple of weeks,
I see.
Just, I never know which step is going to make my hip go, like, oof, that didn't feel good. Because, the pelvis is so involved. I can't be still. I can't sit that easily for huge periods of time, and I can't move that easy. You know what I mean? It's just that feeling of like capacity and safety is like a nice combo to feel for a little bit.
Beautiful. Yeah. You just really feel that in your body. It's this remembering I'm safe to move. It feels good to feel safe to move. Yeah, I still have attention on the way your mind catastrophizes. What do you notice when I say
You and
that?
me both, sister. Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing it in this moment, but
Yeah.
I've been spending a lot of my days doing it.
I'm wondering if you're open to trying something.
Sure.
Okay. I have a few thoughts here, but right now I'm just going to offer, and we can collaborate on this and change it in any way that you want or we want. But taking the voice of catastrophizing and just placing it here next to you, not to get rid of it, but just so that we can learn from it and be with it.
Sure.
Yeah, do you want to have something there, like a pillow or a chair, or to
I've got a
represent
chair
it?
that I can place.
Okay, wonderful.
And I've got a pillow I can put in the chair. Okay.
Okay, I just want to invite you to take your hands or use your words to just say, I'm just taking the part of me that catastrophizes and putting it over here, and just physically do it.
Putting you in this pillow for now, over there, outside my edge.
Notice how you feel getting space from it. If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.